coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. There's some people who are really disturbed by what they have seen. Don't laugh!
Many hello and very sorry, Jacob or Bob.
Oh, your skepticism is poisoning me already.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello, everyone.
Wow.
I'm being a bit quiet this episode because I'm recording in my attic because Megan's gone to England.
Yeah, he's not excited, but he sounds not excited.
I'm quietly excited.
Yeah, Ellison just woke him up, so he's sleepy.
This is our first recording from different countries.
Yes, I'm in sunny England.
She is not. She is in rainy London.
Yeah, and this is our Who Dis episode number 10.
Yeah, we're back.
First of 2019.
A break of some months.
Yeah.
2 months.
Sorry.
Months.
Yeah.
Congratulations on doing that.
Thanks.
You've got all the proper adult things lined up now.
Kinda, yeah. You should see the size of the packet chips I had for dinner.
Okay, you're a fucking wreck, but you're in another country, so well done on that at least.
Thanks.
And I bought a microphone, so we now both have these sexy blue snowball microphones.
Yeah, listen to our sweet sounds of our voice. Ooh, yeah. So smooth.
Crisp.
Ooh, I liked that. Usually they say don't do hard peas, but your hard peas are quite nice.
Yeah, all right, so let's jump into it.
Cool, all right, yeah.
I forget how we start these.
Well, I'm just going to explain what a Who Dis episode is, because it's been so long, people have forgotten what we do.
Even the regulars.
Yeah, welcome back, friends, family.
Ecuadorians,
oh, they're still going strong, yeah. Yeah, so the Who Dis episode is a small little snack size episode where we talk about news and encounters and people send in stuff they've seen in the real world to us to try and work out what it is. So if you have anything that you've seen, some weird cryptid, a Bigfoot, whatever, shadow person, send in your stories to us and we will talk about them and try and work out what you saw.
A strange sound, a general feeling that something wasn't okay. We'll take anything.
Send it to us
to analyze.
Oh yeah, that's cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
You can message us on Facebook as well, right? Is that possible?
Yeah. Or Reddit. Yeah. A lot of fans get us through
Facebook. I don't know anything because Megan does all of the correspondence with real people.
Yeah, I think they know that.
Yeah.
Cool. First news story. Let's get into it.
The news in cryptids.
That's going to be horrifying to edit together. I'm just going to say now. It's future Megan, I'm sorry. Anyway, news story number one. Shut up. This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while. A while. This is from September last year.
Cut your shenanigans, Patty.
I will mute you.
Oh, no, you can do that. Oh, man.
So, Benny the beluga whale.
Mm.
Yes, there is a beluga whale in the Thames.
Editor tyrant Megan, I don't feel like responding to you anymore now that this threat of being muted has been hung over my head.
I will make you say you believe in pterodactyls again. Don't think I won't.
You've got the audio. You can just play it on loop.
My ringtone.
Yeah, I had a look at this article. It was out at Gravesend, I looked up on a map. And it's much further towards like the sea than you think when you think of the Thames.
But beluga whales are meant
to be...
Go away. Did you say go away?
No. Go all the way in.
Oh, no, they're meant to be in the Arctic, right? The poles.
I don't fucking know. I'm not a whale, but okay.
You are a researcher, though, apparently.
I'm a pretty poor researcher.
Yeah, they're meant to be in, like, the ice-cold waters of the Arctic, and it's, like, turned up here randomly. So they think it was because, like, storms.
Climate change.
Yeah, climate change. No, they think it was because of storm.
Oh, a storm. Hmm. Okay. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I have a quote from the Natural History Museum.
Oh, wow.
Beluga whales normally live in the Arctic and subarctic waters. Anyway, I'm not sure if it's still there. It was there in November, and I want to kind of go to Gravesend to look for it, but I don't want to go like 4-hour train journey to see more water.
Is it that long? Google Maps said it's like a 1-hour train journey.
From my house?
From Greenwich. Greenwich being where I went back to our monster, like Thames Monster episode to look at that footage from the cable car.
Oh, yeah.
And that was taken in Greenwich.
But I don't live in Greenwich.
So. Well, this isn't about you, Megan, so if I can just finish my point. I was looking at our old evidence of the monster on the River Thames.
Okay.
And most of it could easily be a beluga whale. But that bit of footage from the cable car, this is episode 6 if people want to go back, or go to our Facebook and look up the episode 6 photos. There was a bit of footage, and there was a photo of like a three-humped thing.
Yeah.
Like, it looked kind of like a serpent that, like, three ridges had popped up or something. And I don't think that could be a beluga whale.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to say that's a beluga whale, and I'm like, it's brown, not white.
Yeah, no, I'm saying not beluga whale.
Okay, good.
But yeah, the other one, a lot of the photos could just be a whale of some kind.
The last one.
Maybe not.
Of Jo Wild, her photo exiting the Thames was not white either. That was quite convincing. But the reason I bring it up is because it adds some credence to your deformed whale theory that the River Thames monster is just a deformed whale that's lost and confused.
Ah. Wait, was this whale, the one that was found recently in the Thames, deformed?
No, but it was an unusual type to be in the Thames.
Right, yeah. So. Yeah, well, I'm still sticking with that theory, because why wouldn't you go with the theory that makes sense, you know, Occam's razor, etc. Yeah, anyway, cool.
Yeah.
All right, whale in the Thames. I hope he's still... In the article that you sent me, it sounded like the authorities were sort of concerned that there was a whale in the Thames, and they were like, we hope he gets out of there soon. But I like the idea of London having a pet whale. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they even postponed a fireworks display because they didn't want to freak it out. But then New Year's happened, and I don't think they postponed New Year's, so... Go Benny the Beluga!
Yeah. Right. It's not. It's like tangentially related to cryptids, that piece, in that it's like a reminder that plenty of weird stuff can happen within the realms of normal science.
Yeah, it's a point for you guys, the skeptics.
Oh, thank you. It's very kind of you to start with that.
Happy New Year.
Have a Scooby snack. All right.
News story number 2. Do you want to handle this one? I thought you might like this one.
Yeah, I thought this was very funny. News story number 2 is from Washington, the United States, in a place called Helena. And the story is one man was out, well, everyone was out shooting because it's America. So there were a few people out doing shooting on public land, and one of them was setting up some targets when a different man started shooting at him, and like bullets were landing like a couple of feet away from him, and he was freaking out. Anyway, after he stopped being shot at, he went over and confronted the guy who had shot at him, and it turned out the reason he was shot at is the other guy had mistaken him for Bigfoot because he wasn't wearing an orange jacket. And this guy was out hunting for Bigfoot. That's why he was out with his gun. He was like, oh, I'm going to get me Bigfoot today. And he saw someone who wasn't wearing, like, fluoro orange. He was like, oh, it's got to be Bigfoot.
Bang,
better
bang.
Shoot him.
Shoot first. Ask questions later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once glorious mine. Yeah.
Like attempted murder.
Yeah. Well, that's, like, it's a funny story. But that was the most interesting part to me. It was the sheriff. So the guy who got shot at later told the sheriff, he didn't like press charges or anything, he was pretty chill about it, weirdly. But the sheriff was like, well, if we did find the guy, we would charge him with attempted negligent homicide. And I looked that up, and apparently that's what they call manslaughter in some parts of the United States.
Huh.
Like, involuntary manslaughter is called negligent homicide.
Oh.
Anyway, it's funny, it's just a attempted involuntary manslaughter. What is... it's just odd.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tempted and involuntary seem like an oxymoron.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all Bigfoot believers need to chill the fuck out. That's, That's what I'm taking out of this. Well, don't shoot things.
Well, they say that the only way that a Bigfoot can be proven real is with a body. Like, get footage and photos, and people are like, me, 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 it's fake. Get hair, and it gets, like, disproven or something. So people think...
Well, body. Maybe shoot it in the leg or something. Don't try and kill Bigfoot.
Yeah.
What if it's just a hairy homeless guy? What if it's just a guy who's not even that hairy and just isn't wearing a fluoro orange vest?
Then you get the involuntary attempted manslaughter thing.
I like that this guy shot at the other guy, like, tried to kill him. And then he comes over, he's like, hey, why'd you try to kill me? And he tells him off for not wearing a fluoro vest. He's like, oh, well, you should be wearing the proper gear.
I've learnt my lesson.
Yeah. I was doing a perfectly reasonable thing out hunting Bigfoot. You're the one in the wrong here, mister.
All right. News number three. I'm going to cover this one.
Okay.
2018 Cryptozoologist of the Year. I wrote has been announced, but like it was a while ago that I wrote this. So,
okay.
So specifically, this is the International Cryptozoology Museum and International Cryptozoology Society's annual Cryptozoologist of the Year Award, held at the International Cryptozoology Conference in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think there's a big museum there on cryptozoology.
Hmm.
And this was awarded on the 1st of September 2018. And last year's award was given to Anna.
Da-da-da-da.
I already started. Anna Nekaris, PhD. Boo, boo, boo. And it's a chick. Yeah.
It is a chick. Bow, bow, bow. And she gets a little golden trophy with a Bigfoot on it.
Yeah, it's badass.
It's like a hairy Oscar.
Yeah, no, actually, shit, yeah, it really is. Okay, I'm pretty sure they've just done that on purpose. Okay, so Anna is a professor of anthropology and primate conservations at Oxford Brookes University. You know that one?
I know it after I looked into it. But I'll let you carry on.
Oh, is it not a good university?
Well, at first, like, it's in Oxford, and it has Oxford in the name. So I was like, maybe it's a branch of Oxford. It's not a branch of Oxford. This is annoying, actually. It's a terrible university, as far as I can tell. It's rank, like, 363 or something. It's got, like, some, like, 15,000 students. Like, it's pretty small, pretty low in the rankings. But because it's England, it was obviously established in, like, 1865, which is as old as Australia's oldest university. Yeah, I don't know. It's a university. It's not, like, a sham. It's not like she got a PhD in a Weet-Bix box. But, yeah.
Well.
Anyway, carry on.
So, she's been studying a unique group of evolutionary distinct primates known as the Asian lorises. Her studies actually helped officially now verify new species of these lorises. And apparently, among her colleagues, she is known as the champion of the cryptic primates. Not cryptid.
Yeah.
Cryptic.
Cryptic.
Like a
yeah.
crossword.
Like a crossword. Like, but ooh, not.
Nerd speech.
Yeah, she seems pretty cool.
Anyway, oh, we've got some photos I forgot to say.
Oh, yeah, the lorises, these little animals that she's, like, world expert in or whatever, are adorable.
Yeah, I think they look a little bit like the eye, if you know what that is. But we've got some photos on the Facebook if you want to have a look. Have a look at the trophy, at least.
I was a bit surprised at her nomination for Cryptozoologist of the Year, because essentially all she's done is elevated a bunch of subspecies to the status of actual species.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's done. Which is, like, I guess she's found new species, but it's not, like, convincing people that the Mongolian death worm is real or whatever.
Well, no one's done that.
And then her only actual connection with, like, cryptozoology proper is that she's been on a few, like, Bigfoot TV shows.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess the cryptozoology community is kind of desperate to have a PhD supporter, so why not give her a medal?
Young man. No, it's because she's doing what cryptozoology is about. It's substantiating animal species. That's what she's doing.
But she didn't discover that something new existed. She just got it, like, reclassified from a subspecies to a species.
Yeah.
I don't know. She looks cool.
I don't know. Maybe she's doing more behind the scenes than we know of.
Perhaps. I get the impression there's just not that much going on in the cryptozoology community.
Fuck you, there's heaps going on. You don't even know, man.
I'm sure there's a long list of illustrious potential nominees.
Martin Freeman, you know.
The panel had to think very hard before getting to whatever her name is, Anna Nakaris. Anyway. But yeah, that's cool. Have you looked at any of the previous ones?
Nah.
I've never heard of this before.
No,
I'm kind
me
of keen
neither.
To look through the previous winners.
That's true. We should probably compare and speculate. Ooh, we can speculate who 2019 will be. Ooh. I'll throw my hat in for a nomination now. It's not going to happen, but I will. He's not a scientist.
Oh, for you.
No, not for me. Oh, thanks. You flatter me. No.
For who?
There's a podcast called Sasquatch Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
Sasquatch Chronicles. And it's on Spotify and stuff. And it's basically this guy called Wes. And he just listens. If you've run into a Bigfoot or Sasquatch, you can call and just talk about your experience. And he's had his own experience and he just listens. And he just lets them talk and get it off their chest. It's kind of like a therapy sort of thing. He asks some questions. Don't you laugh.
Bigfoot therapy. Excellent.
And he's got like, I don't know, 350 episodes. And I've been just like, binging them, and they're really good, and like I'm coming around to Bigfoot more and more every episode, so he's doing good work, because like there's some people who are really disturbed by what they have seen. Don't laugh.
How can you not laugh?
Because anyway, I put my vote in for Wes.
Cool.
I need to find his last name. He only says Wes. Go Wes.
Just one email to the award committee. Just Wes.
Wes.
One word.
Sasquatch Chronicles. Anyway. All right.
Cool.
And then to finish up, we have One Encounter. Now, just I like to, I don't know, just sounding all intellectual. Now, just to preface this, this encounter was one of the very first ones we ever got, and we recorded it, discussing it, on the fabled Who Dis Lost episode number 3. And then, when we re-recorded Who Dis number 3, we didn't have enough time to include this, and then the guy, whose this is, was like, hey, you gonna get to my thing? And I was like, shit! So,
yes, it was definitely on my to-do list. You impatient young gentleman.
So, I'd like to say a very sorry, and a hello to I may be Jacob or Bob from Reddit.
Many hello and very sorry, Jacob or Bob.
And we are going to cover your encounter now. And it's been so long that it's going to be fresh because we've both forgotten it. So I guarantee Paddy's forgotten it.
That is correct. But I've reread it, and I've reread your message to us, providing more details. Mm. So I think we're in a good position to return to it.
Yeah, well.
I forget what I said the first time. I probably said mean things, but yeah. I'm a gentler person now. I've been soothed by 10 months of the passage of time.
He's sleepy, sir.
Yeah.
He's docile.
Yeah, that's mostly it. I'm recording the evenings, I mean.
He's not drinking gin either. Fuck, we don't have gin.
What? It's fucking 8 a.m. Of course I don't have gin.
Are you committed or are you not committed, Patty?
Don't make me do it.
Next time I expect gin. All right. So he lives in East Province of Rhode Island, almost in Seekonk. If that means anything to anyone. Mass. Or mass. Don't you
that's
yawn
just
laugh.
A series of random syllables.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah.
Seekonk mass.
And then he basically says on a couple of occasions he's seen Bigfoot. So, would you like to read his encounter, or shall I?
Yeah. No, I would like to
please.
Read it. I'm going to read it a bit whispery, as that's what I'm doing today.
Moody.
All right.
And your new microphone?
Yeah.
Give it to us.
So the title is... a friend and I have seen multiple Sasquatches. So, more than once, I've seen creatures which I believe to be Sasquatches. I'm not the only one to have seen them either. I spend a lot of time in the woods in my hometown with one of my friends. We don't have much else to do, so we spend a lot of time in there. Why wouldn't you? Well, we have seen and heard many strange things which we couldn't explain. I once saw a hairy creature at least 6.5 feet tall walking through deep water. He, that being the friend, saw a creature we deemed to be about 11 feet tall watching us. We've seen them many more times as well. I figure they're Sasquatches, because we don't have any bears or other large animals in the area. They can't be people, as there's simply no chance. We've been through the entire area, for the most part, and know that people couldn't get to the areas where we've seen and heard the Sasquatches. There's definitely enough food for these animals, as there are plenty of deer, coyotes, turkeys, geese, ducks, and many other animals, including an abundance of oysters. That's a strange thing to mention, but okay.
Fancy.
And then he provides a photo, which we will upload, of roughly where he's seen the Sasquatches. Mm-hmm. He says, that's where I saw the first one. And then he says, I have to go to school, but once my friend and I are out, I'll provide more pictures of the spots where we saw them.
Mm. And he does.
And he does.
Yeah.
People tried to give him some shit for not doing it. And then he was like, hey, and provided all the photos. So he's a good OP. Yeah. What do we think? So he's a high school kid, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, he says in some other comments and stuff, I think he says, doesn't believe it to be bears, claiming that bears are rare in the area. And then also states that when he saw one moving, it appeared to be like, look like a large man with its arms distinctly swinging by the side of it as it walked.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem bear-like.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say bear-like. He said, I didn't see anything suggesting Ursidae in the body. And then...
Some guy gave him such a hard time.
Yeah, there's... If you want to go to the Reddit thread, there's a real dick called J.A. Proofrock, which is just giving everyone a hard time. He seems like a sort of curmudgeonly skeptic, but yeah, anyway.
Mm. Okay, well, should we start with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so when he mentions that there's not many bears in that area... Some guy, is it the same guy who's giving him a hard time, was like, oh, actually, there's a rise.
No, it was a different guy. The dickhead is J.A. Proofrock, okay. And the guy, there's another guy called Doc Spratley.
Okay.
Who pointed out that populations are moving.
Yeah, so he pointed out that actually there's bears on the rise in that area, blah, blah, blah. And then OP was like, yeah, but it didn't look like a bear. Like, the main clincher for me is that bears have pretty obvious ears on the top of their heads that are like, yo, it's a bear. He said it looked like a man, and it was walking, from what I understand, it was wading through water and swinging its arms and on two legs. Like, that's not how a bear moves through water. So I totally believe that he's seen a Bigfoot, or at least something. Not a bear. I don't think it's a bear. I think it's a Bigfoot. I
don't think it's a bear.
Yeah, it's okay. Super shame that he hasn't, because I think he said he was going to go out there and get more stuff. But then winter came along, so nothing further.
Nothing has been provided, yeah. Okay,
I have a second point.
Okay, yeah.
And then I think that's the last point, maybe. Okay, there might be more. All right, so the second point is that there are actually tons of Bigfoot sightings in Rhode Island. This is actually one of the hot spots for these kind of experiences. And in 2012, there was even supposed to be a video of one. But admittedly, the video is... shocking. It is a blur taken from a car. I'll put a photo up of the video for people to look, but it's pretty awful. It could be anything. But there is a lot of sightings recorded in the Rhode Island area, which is cool and supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, this leads me to my conclusion that OP is genuine. What?
You shock me with your conclusion. This leads me to my conclusion that Bigfoot is real. I was just looking up photos of bears standing in rivers.
I've got a photo of a bear standing, and it's scary, but it's not Sasquatch, I guess.
Okay.
It looks concave in its chest because it's a bear. It is concave, and its muzzle is so obvious. I don't know. I think you're a tougher guy if you're like, I saw a fucking bear, then I saw a Bigfoot. Why not say I saw a bear?
But if there aren't bears in your area, then you might not think, you know, your first thought might not be, oh, it's a bear. Especially if you're like a high schooler hopped up on stories of Bigfoot. Like, that might be where your mind goes first.
But those ears!
Anyway, sorry.
How could anyone look past those ears?
I know. The ears are a clincher, I think. Anyway, sorry, what was your conclusion? Your conclusion is he's telling the truth. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's like heaps of Rhode Island sightings to the point where there's actually a book about Bigfoot in Rhode Island. This is called Legend Meets Truth, Bigfoot in Rhode Island. And we've set up an affiliate link as well. So if you want to get it from Amazon, you can use our affiliate link. And we'll put that. I'll put a photo of that. But basically, if you use the link, it gives us a little bit of a
cash
help for the podcast. But it's a cool book. It's basically a whole book about Bigfoot in Rhode Island. So if he's in Rhode Island, which he sounds like he is, I may be Jacob or Bob. He can maybe check out that book and it will help him. I know there's not a lot of details there, which leads me to worry a little bit. If I saw something, I would be like, its eyes look like this. It's this look like this. Like, it was this. And the 11 feet tall thing, I mean, that just might be a miscalculation because that's, like, hectic.
Yeah.
That's, like, ginormous. I'm a small little girl, so, like, that's that's nightmarish. That's literally double my height, I think. And then some.
But then people in the Reddit thread were saying, like, according to Bigfoot experts, Bigfoots aren't that tall.
Oh, yeah.
And then he backtracked a bit and he was like, oh, well, it wasn't me who thought it was that tall. It was my friend and it was all a bit far away and maybe it's actually 6 or 7 feet tall.
Okay. I thought you were going to say that when they said that, other people, it turned into a shit fight. Other people were like, oh, what do you mean, Bigfoot experts? There are no Bigfoot. How can you be an expert in something that doesn't exist or that people have never studied?
Nah, it remained fairly civil. Oh, no, except for that dickhead I mentioned earlier. He got in there a bit.
Anyway, so I believe him. I am a little... I would love to hear more, I suppose, detail about what its face looked like. How was it doing something? Was it looking for fish? Was it just crossing the river? What did you do? Did you just see it? And they'd be like, ah, bugger this and run away. Like that. I want all of those juicy, juicy details that are hard to make up, I suppose. But
yeah.
I'm tending to believe. I believe in Bigfoot, so I believe in him. That's me.
Wow. Okay. I believe in Bigfoot, so this story was going to be true from the beginning.
Well, he's
I'm not sure what I think. I think there's three options.
Okay.
Either he's telling the truth and he's seen a Bigfoot,
mm-hmm.
or he has seen a bear standing up in a river and he's not used to bears being in his area and so he assumed it was Bigfoot mistakenly.
Twice, though.
Well, we don't know how many times he saw it, like, walking with swinging arms.
Okay.
Or third, he's just making it up.
Yeah.
And he has not seen anything, and he's just a fucking high schooler. So those are three options. I mean, three is always plausible. People make stuff up.
Yeah.
This could be one of the occasions where a person has made something up. Mm. Option one, I can't speak to its plausibility. It would depend on, are Bigfoots real? That's a whole can of worms. I'm not going to open that. Let's assign it some probability between and including 0 and 100. and then there's the, is he mistaken? And I don't know. I think it's unlikely he's mistaken. Like maybe 40% chance he's mistaken. Because there are bears in the area now. It's a recent development. This thing is about the size of the bear. Bears, when they stand up, do look kind of like descriptions of Bigfoot. You're right about the ears, but by the sound of this guy's story, he was far enough away that he couldn't tell whether it was 6 foot or 11 foot tall. So if you're at that distance, you probably can't see the ears anyway. Mm. Or you'd be forgiven for not noticing such a small detail.
Mm.
So maybe he's confused it with a bear, but then he does specifically talk about it walking around on two legs through deep water with swinging arms.
Mm.
And I've only ever seen bears standing stationary in water. Like, it's not their preferred mode of getting around.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, deep water where the current is flowing. Mm. Like, they'd be more stable on four.
Yeah.
Although, if it's really deep water, maybe they can't... maybe it was too deep for them to be on all four. I don't know. Anyway, I would have to look into that. Like, can bears walk around on two legs? Or can they just stand still on their hind legs?
Have you seen that there's a news story from a while ago of a bear that injured its two front paws, so it became accustomed to walking on two legs, and it broke into a countryside village and was just like walking through people's gardens, and everyone freaked the fuck out. And there's a heaps of video of it, and it looks so wrong. It looks like a guy in a suit or a cartoon.
I've just YouTubed it. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, yeah, wow. This is in New Jersey, and there's a black bear which apparently had injured its front paws, and so is just exclusively walking around on its hind legs.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks it looks very funny, but I'm sad for the bear.
Yeah.
Because it's probably in a lot of pain.
So it can. They can.
Okay, okay.
But
well,
definitely
then,
no arm swinging.
I upgrade my plausibility to maybe 50-50 odds that he's mistaken and it's a bear. He did comment specifically on the arm swinging.
What's the other 50?
But
Bigfoot? Israel?
So there's a 50% chance he's mistaken and 50% chance it's one of the other options.
I thought you were good at math.
That's what I'm saying. 50% odds is he's right and it... Oh, sorry, he's wrong and it's bear. And then the other 50% chance is a... is either it's Bigfoot or he's just made the story up.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with as my...
All right. I'd say I'm probably 70% that he saw what he believes to be Bigfoot and is certain is not a bear.
Well, it's 100% that he saw what he believes to be Bigfoot, right?
No, because then he can be making it up, like you said.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Okay.
Okay, maybe a bit higher. Like, maybe 80%. No, that's too high. 75%. Oh, your skepticism is poisoning me already. Okay, 75%. He genuinely thinks he saw a Bigfoot, whether that be mistaken or the real deal. And then maybe, okay. 25% that he's making it up. Sorry.
Okay, and then within the 70-75%, that he's being sincere. What do you think is the odds that he's sincere but mistaken?
Oh, 20%.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
People get shit wrong so often.
I just don't think that if you were so unsure, you would, like, make a big deal about it. If I was unsure what that blob was, I wouldn't go onto Reddit or, like, contact a podcast to talk. I'd be like, huh, I don't know what that was. Cool, moving on. I wouldn't make a big hullabaloo about a blob. I don't know, I'm just...
But he thinks there's a chance that he might have seen a Sasquatch. That's worth talking about, right? Like, if there's a chance I saw a UFO, but I wasn't totally sure, I'd still go on Reddit and be like, guys, I think I saw a UFO.
Right.
Like, let's say you're half sure that you've seen something cool. You would go on Reddit and talk about it, but you can't go on Reddit and be like, I'm not totally sure. Like, you'll beef up how sure you are about it, right? To try and make it sound more legitimate to the Reddit people.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a pretty genuine person.
Yeah, I'm just honest.
I'm just
so
a lovely...
I don't know about this whole lying thing.
What do you mean people lie? I don't believe you.
I'm not, I'm not sure. I'm saying unlikely because I don't believe in Sasquatch. And
yeah. Well, I think I told you like a couple of weeks ago when I was settling into the new place. I watched two Bigfoot documentaries back-to-back from YouTube, and the first one, I was like, oh my god, Bigfoot is bullshit. It's all fake. Oh my god, it's like, everyone's fooled. And then I watched the other one, and I was like, it's so real. How? Oh my god, everyone's in danger. And I was like, and sometimes they had the same expert just saying different things, and I was like, I'm so confused. But the but I've come around. I don't believe that many people are liars.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not a bona fide Bigfoot skeptic. I'm unconvinced as of yet. But we haven't done a proper Bigfoot episode.
No.
We've done one episode on that particular Bigfoot guy.
Yeah.
What was his name? Todd Standing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to...
He's obviously a fraud, but...
We've done Yowies. Yeah, I was going to break it up into variations of Bigfoot. So, like, the skunk ape and... the others.
The various Bigfoot subspecies. Yeah. Okay, cool. I reckon my early amateur ignorant hypothesis is that it's probably like the Chupacabra, where there was like few sightings and then it became this like pop culture phenomenon and then sightings have skyrocketed. That's my thesis, but I have no knowledge in the area, so I could well be wrong.
I don't like that one, because people are literally seeing mangy dogs, or Chupacabra, whereas...
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, where are the fucking footprints? Where is the fur?
Why isn't the fur contested? There's heaps of footprints. You know, there's footprints with dermal ridges. You know how, like, fingerprints, they're dermal ridges? There's footprints that have dermal ridges imprinted from the feet.
Okay, so what do the scientists say about that? That's the interesting stuff. I'm not saying that Bigfoot is, that there haven't been footprints. I'm saying that's what we should focus on.
Yeah.
So, anecdotes are anecdotes.
Yeah, well, they got a FBI agent who, I think he was FBI, sorry if that's wrong, who specialized in fingerprinting for crime scenes. Mm-hmm. And he took I think he retired and he was like, well, what am I going to do with this? And then he got into Bigfooting and he was like, hey, you want me to check your casts for like fingerprints or footprints? And he found that the dermal ridges that were found in the casts were not mechanical. They were like different. And they were organic and they came at the edges of the foot, like the skin wrapped around the foot. So, and I don't know, just I'll come into it in a different episode. It's real.
Okay. Okay. Well, that would be like quite convincing, right?
Yes.
Unless the FBI agent is lying or is not as much of an expert as he says he is.
Yes.
But if he is sincere and an expert, then that'd be huge.
Yeah, the skeptics say, I'll help you here, the skeptics say that it's an artifact of the plastering process. But
they're dermal ridges, like as in created by skin.
Yeah.
And this guy's an expert in telling whether it's been like created by the imprint of skin or not, right? Surely he would know about like plaster defects.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into it deep enough.
Yeah. Anyway.
Future episode. Tangent.
Yeah, that's the big boy that we still haven't done. We've done Chupacabra, we've done Nessie.
Yeah.
But not...
Episode 19, not Bigfoot. Spoiler. It's probably one no one's ever heard of before. Spoiler. I went looking for the British Bigfoot here recently. Remember?
You guys have a Bigfoot as well? Why not?
Yeah, although some people think it's more ghost, so, you know.
Remember you showed me the, like, map of all the sightings, but I didn't know you'd...
It's called Box Hill. It's called the Box Hill British Bigfoot. Oh, I love the birds in the background. Takes me back.
Yeah.
I miss you, Australia.
Yeah, sorry, they're a bit loud.
Good old lorikeet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Hope you had a nice break.
Yeah, and we'll be back soon with proper episodes. Yeah, and if there's anything you want to send us in the meantime, we're cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Cryptidspaceaddicted on Facebook.
Yeah, and Twitter, and then cryptid_addicted on Instagram.
Ah, okay. Cool.
And then, yeah, we're also cryptidaddicted.com if you want to check out our website. We have episodes there and more on cryptids and stuff.
Ah, that's right, yeah. And buy our merchandise and use of our sponsored links and stuff.
Stay so in that school we can... and don't do drugs, you know.
Yeah, all those things.
All the good things. All right, then.
Cool.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.